Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
We welcome in now from the Daily News covering the NBA, Christian Winfield. Christian, good morning. How are you feeling this morning?
I'm feeling well. How about yourself?
Real good. Well, Nets, obviously the headlines. The Knicks now have dropped their fifth in a row. We can get into them a little bit later. But the acquisition now of James Harden. And what did you think of the virtual presser last night? I loved hearing the word sacrifice, playmaker, passing the ball. Actions speak louder than words. What are your thoughts?
I think sacrifice is easier said than done. And I think that we have to take some of these things with a grain of salt. Not necessarily saying that it's not possible, but understanding that it's going to be a process. You know, these are three guys who are used to, I mean, for all intents and purposes, having their cake and eating it too. These are guys who have been able to, you know, dominate the offensive load everywhere they've been. And now you're asking them each to kind of take a step back and you know, understand that they're going to have to give some of those looks up for the greater good of the team. And it's going to be interesting to see that happen. I mean, we heard Steve Nash say it. We heard, you know, James Harden say it. We heard Steve Nash and Sean Marks say that. Kyrie and KD both said it. But, I mean, until we actually see guys on the floor actually giving up shots to get greater shots or to get better looks and create a place for their teammates instead of creating shots for themselves. It's going to be a process, like I said, to see this actually materialize. I do think it is possible that we do see these guys all just start to, you know, work as one well-oiled machine, but it's going to take a while before we get to that point.
Yeah, and you've got three guys also who are, you know, like feel like they're general managers in waiting, you know, who have basically forced trades for them. Sure. And to get other players have basically, you know, handpicked a coach who is maybe a little bit more malleable than their previous guy. So these are all very intelligent, headstrong guys as well.
Oh, for sure. I mean, if you go even just to Houston with James Harden for a few years. I mean, just look at the different players he's been able to play with. And you talk about, I mean, he had Chris Paul, Russell Westbrook, Carmelo Anthony, and who else? Yeah, Dwight Howard for a little stretch. That even goes, you know, I asked him. I said, hey, James, you know, you played with some talented guys, and winning a championship is not easy. You know, there's 30 teams that think they can do it, and really only five, and five might be generous. Only a handful of teams can actually compete for that championship at the end of the year. So I asked him, hey, you know, you've had quite a few stabs at it in Houston. What gives you the confidence that you guys can get it done here in Brooklyn? And he said straight up, he goes, you know, just number one, look at this roster. We've got Kevin, we've got Kyrie, we've got a bunch of shooters and defenders, and we have a great staff. He's talking about Mike D'Antoni, who he has that relationship with Steve Nash. You know, he's confident. You know, that's what he wanted. He just wanted to have what he called a legit, real chance at trying to win a championship, and he didn't feel like he had that in Houston. So it goes back to our earlier point. I do feel like these guys are going to sacrifice, but it is going to take just a little bit of understanding that it's not going to happen overnight, and I think that's where I think we saw that with Miami the first year LeBron went down there. That team started off 8-7. Before they actually turned it around and ran off a bunch of wins and went to the NBA Finals and eventually lost. I think we're going to see some similar growing pains with this next team, and I think that it's going to be for the better, because when you can put three superstar scorers on the floor at the same time, I mean, you got to do it. It's a no-brainer.
What about defense, though? I mean, the cliche has been, you know, this is a team that can score 150 a night and also a team that can give up 150. What do you think about that?
I mean, that's another thing that we haven't necessarily been able to grill Steve Nash on just yet, and that's the fact that this team gave up Jared Allen. You know, and when you just look at what the Nets have been defensively this year so far, it hasn't been pretty, especially when you think back to those Hawks, it was back-to-back Hawks games. First, the Hawks come into Brooklyn and drop 141 on the Nets, and the Nets get lucky. They score 144 win that game. And then two nights later, I think the Hawks come in and hang 114 on them, and the Net offense isn't necessarily clicking, and they only run up 96 points. They end up losing that game by 18. And in both of those games, you kind of see, you know, just the defensive connectivity wasn't there. They still were starting DeAndre Jordan at that point. And then you eventually go on with Jared Allen, who is a growing star center in this league. And now he's gone. I think that's going to be an area the Nets are going to have to pick it up in. DeAndre Jordan's going to have to pick up the slack. He's coming off of one good game, but he's also, that one good game was after quite a few games that he had been relegated to the bench. So I think that's going to be an issue there. That, you know, Sean Marks has said so far that this roster is not done, and I expect the Nets to fill out. You know, if we got three more open roster spots, they can make some more trades if he so chooses. I think defenses are anchored by that center spot. So I think that defense is going to go as DeAndre Jordan goes, as whoever else Sean Marks gets for that position goes. But, you know, I was telling a friend this the other day. I mean, you know, saying defense is a priority is cool, but if your team can go out there and score 175 points on a nightly basis, I mean, it's only the stops that you need are going to be in the fourth quarter and down the stretch. And I think the Nets are banking that their stars can get those stops when it matters.
Talking to Christian Winfield of the Daily News. And Christian, the bar has been set. I mean, the consensus seems to be with the win now thing that if they don't get to the finals this year and maybe even win the finals next year or this year even, that this whole thing is going to blow up in time because of the age of the players and everything that they traded and all the draft picks and everything else. Is that the way you see it, or do you see it a little bit differently?
No, I see it similar. I think as soon as you decide that for the second time this decade, or for the second time since moving to Brooklyn, that you are willing to sacrifice the future for the now, that now needs to happen right now, right? So if you're giving up 3 years of first-round picks and then another 4 years of pick swaps, and then you're giving up your two best young players in Karis and Jarrett, and then you're also giving up Torian Prince and Rhodey, I mean, and you're getting a guy like James Harden, you're sending a message that we're going all in on star power because we want to win a championship, right? You're not getting James Harden to put next to Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant to make it to the second round and lose, right? You're trying to win it all. And I've written this already. I'm willing to give the Nets the rope that they don't. There's no shame in losing to LeBron James in the finals, right? There's no shame in getting to the finals and maybe losing to the Clippers or getting to the finals and another team gets hot, right? It happens all the time. Winning a championship is not easy. But if you're putting together three of the best players in this league, guys who are making $40 million plus a year, and you're not at least getting to the finals, or you're not maybe losing in that Eastern Conference Finals in seven, right? If you're going out sad and you're not actually putting yourself in position to win it all, I think that constitutes a failure. So I think there was already pressure on this Nets team when this season starts, because you've got Kevin Durant coming off the season-ending year-long injury, and you've got Kyrie Irving coming back, and you've got this deep cast of playmakers who can all impact the game in different ways. But once you add James Harden into the mix, you have to prove that this mix is going to work. And I think for them, that the only way to prove that is going to be making it to the finals and putting themselves in position to win it all.
Now, Christian, maybe you can explain Kyrie Irving to me, because I can't. I mean, I've listened to this guy talk, and he is so intelligent and so insightful, and there's so much more to him than just a basketball player, you know, his social interest, everything else that he does. And yet, over the last 10 days, what's happened here, it's like, coach won't say anything. Nobody will say anything. I mean, the assumption is because of last Wednesday's events, he was upset. But then you got the birthday party and you got the Zoom video and you got the COVID. Right. And it's just like, okay, you're so smart and yet you do dumb things, I think. What's your thought on him?
I wish I could explain him to you in a way that makes sense, but I, too, am coming up short in explaining Kyrie Irving. It's tough. I mean, on one hand of the situation, you've got just a phenomenal basketball player who's come into the season so sharp. I mean, Kyrie Irving has not missed a free throw yet, right? He's been just lighting it up. We've seen him take his game to another level. And I asked him, he started this year off saying, hey, I want my game to do the talking, right? So when you're coming out sharp and you're playing this game at such a high level, I'm like, hey, what does it say for you when you're out there on the floor and you're able to, hit these shots in the clutch and make these plays for your team and hit big shot after big shot like he's done already over the course of this early season? And he said, hey, it's just showing that I'm locked in and that I'm willing to do whatever it takes. He even mentioned that, he's over the point of his career where he wants to play hero ball, where he too understands that it's about sacrifice, which is now the newest buzzword in Brooklyn because it used to be culture, and that is no longer the case. But I digress. Now you've got a guy who, he said he's going to let his play on the court do the talking, and now he's not talking and he's not playing. So it's difficult to judge. On one end, I know his heart is in the right place. It's not like this is coming with any sort of malice. We know Kyrie Irving, the human being, once the pandemic hit initially, this is a guy who's donating masks and money and meals to frontline workers and homeless people who might be displaced. This is a guy who's paying the salaries of WNBA players out of his pockets when they didn't feel comfortable playing in the bubble or whatnot. This is a guy who's just, he sets the bar in terms of, what you want someone to do in their communities in terms of just giving back. And that's why I think a lot of Nets fans and just a lot of people in general are confused with why he can't. It's not that. I think people want to understand where he's coming from, but he's not explaining it in his own words. He's just, everything is staying in house. And for that reason, it's just a little bit difficult to not to say give Kyrie Irving a pass, but just to understand why he's doing all of this. And then he just gets caught on video without a mask on in front of, forget the video part for a second. I mean, we're seeing the COVID numbers spike all across the league right now. I mean, Carl Anthony Towns is positive after losing his mother to it earlier this year. And it's just baffling for a guy not to have a mask on in that setting. But I think it's all going to, I think this whole saga is going to come to an end soon. I think we're going to see Kyrie Irving on the floor pretty soon, early next week. It is next week now. And I think once he gets back on the floor, if we're getting the same Kyrie that we saw at the beginning of the season next week, then a lot of the issues or questions that are always happening off the floor will fall off.
Well, let us hope. Christian, a pleasure. We'll do it again sometime soon. I appreciate you joining us this morning.
Thank you. Thank you. Anytime.
Okay. It's Christian Winfield from the Daily News talking about the I almost want to say New York, New Jersey. No, they're the Brooklyn Nets. And the other question that we didn't get to was, will and can they take over the town? They obviously have much more talent than the Knicks. They should be a much better team than the Knicks. But the Knicks are the incumbents, the guys who have been around. And they have a new coach. And they were winning until this latest streak. So we shall see how that develops.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.